I don't know if you guys knew, but it was National Tight End Day.
Oh, was it, yesterday. Gator?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, no way. I missed it.
It really is amazing how often it would be said, whether watching the pregame shows, watching football, postgame shows, it just didn't stop.
Tirico last night, did you watch Sunday Night Football at all?
I saw a little bit of it, Tirico.
I think he was like reluctantly saying. Like
for the millionth time,
He knows.
You've heard that today. Yeah, he does know. He totally knows.
Tirico's like, it's, I'm sure you've heard, but it's it's National Tight Ends Day.
There we go, Tight End Day. Yeah, way to go. and then if you're watching the games, there were a lot of tight end touchdowns
in the
day yesterday. I think it feels like there were more than normal. And the Lions got two of their tight ends touchdowns on National Tight End Day.
It was definitely felt more than normal because tight ends this year have largely been underused, I guess. They just haven't put up the numbers they have in the years past. Like the big tight end names, like, you know, Kittle's had a decent year, but like Kelce, Andrews, you know, Kyle Pitts,
Kelce
those guys
scored in like 12 games or something.
And then guess what? He scored yesterday, Gator, on National Tight End Day.
A touchdown.
But yeah, that's why he probably seemed like a little bit more as well. Laporta finally scored. I know he scored before, but he hasn't had a ton of receptions all year.
He was his breakout game. He had 6 receptions for 48 yards and a touchdown. The Lions as a team only had 15 receptions, you know, for the 93 yards or whatever it was. And also, by just random, I can't get enough of the commercial with McConaughey. Jerry's eating rice. I love it.
Really? Did you see the extended version?
Yeah. The extended one's even better.
Wow. I was like,
all the food references. Yes, it was for Uber Eats or something like that. And McConaughey is sitting with, is it Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
They're talking about McCaffrey's like, I'm hungry. And McConaughey's like, oh, how coincidental. You're watching football and you're hungry. He's like, what do you mean? Well, because football is training you to eat. And it makes all the references with the names of the players and stuff. It's great. And then, I don't know, what do you say we asked Jerry? What's Jerry eating? Rice. Jerry's eating rice. As Jerry Rice sits down, it's great. Great commercial. Anyway, let's get to the phones. Rob is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Rob.
Gentlemen, happy Victory Monday. How are you today?
I'm doing well on a Victory Monday.
Good, good. You kind of stole my thunder there with the Chump. It's Tyreek Stevenson. You laid out everything, waving at the fans, Chump behavior. And then to have that go for a touchdown, just the cherry on top there. But Champ, we got to go Dave Phipp. Lions special teams this year, not just yesterday, but all season. And Dan Campbell made mention of it in the locker room yesterday. He said it was their best unit over the past 4 seasons or whatever he said. Dave Phipp, the champ of the weekend.
Dave Phipp has been, and I'm glad you brought his name up, and he got a game ball yesterday and for reasons, because they've been fantastic. They lead the NFL in, and thanks for the call, in kickoff return average, they lead the NFL with 35.5 yards per kickoff return average. They are third in the NFL in punt return average at 16.6. They've just been fantastic when it comes to the return games. And then you look at, you know, what's happened with Jake Bates and what he has done with the field goals. He's been great with his field goal percentage, tops in the league, tied with a couple other kickers at 100%. He's made all 11 of his field goals. He's missed one extra point, 27 out of 28 extra points. So you give him credit. And the Lions have attempted more extra points than any team in the National Football League aside from the Ravens. And the Ravens have played one more game than the Lions. So this is just, it's amazing what we're seeing here with this team and how good that they are. You know, points per game, Lions are tops in the NFL. No surprise after, you know, lighting them up 52 yesterday. 33 points a game. That's what they're doing on offense. On defense, it's been great as well. After giving up just the 14 points yesterday, the Lions have improved now to giving up 19 points a game. That's good for 8th in the league. Their numbers are getting better, and yet they don't have a pass rush. It's the obvious hole in the Lions game. They still don't have a pass rush and trying to find a way to with life without Aiden Hutchinson. It's been 2 games, but nonetheless, we can all see. Reese is in Clarkston. Welcome to someone to take a hey, Reese.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey. Originally, I'm from Nashville. I've been here for a couple of years, man, me and my wife. I'm a Titans fan through and through.
Okay.
So I'm calling. I want to give you guys props, man, because I want to give the offense props. So they came in. They did exactly what they were supposed to do against one of the best defenses in the league. Your defense, on the other hand, it's kind of iffy due to the fact that Hutch is down. And our offense is trash, and we was able to do a lot of the things that we was able to do. Although we're known for giving other teams points, field goal percentage, and all that. And it's kind of hard to grade your defense or whatnot.
How do you think they're playing?
I think you guys still need a pass rush.
Well, yeah,
you guys. Arden Key will be a good fit for y'all defense. Our defensive ends that we got off us a fourth or fifth round pick for him. We need anything, man. But like I said, and then Khalif Raymond, I want to give him his props. He was a Titan. He got playoff experience with us when we was in the AFC Championship game a couple of years back or whatnot. He's a great player. People just don't know about him because, he kind of been overshadowed by J-Mo and everything else. But this year he's starting to come out. I feel like he get more reps, he get more balls thrown to him. You'll see he'll be a 70 catch receiver. It was a good win for you guys, man, and it sucked that it was against my squad, but MVP golf.
I appreciate it, Reese. Thank you very much. Khalif Raymond, I think the Lions fans appreciate him very much so, and the Lions locker room appreciates him a ton. He's brought up all the time by the coaching staff. He's brought up all the time by Jared Goff. They love Khalif Raymond, and he's a big part of this team. Even if he's not going to be a 60 or 70 reception guy, he has his role on this team, and he does it better than anybody else in the league as a punt returner and as a extra receiver on this team. It felt a little bit, Kang, when we kept discussing about Lions need a third receiver, even though they have Khalif Raymond. It wasn't a knock on Khalif. What it was looking for a prototype. You wanted a guy who was, if you have a third option at receiver, to be taller than 6 feet. We were hoping to find somebody, and Tim Patrick is that guy. Allen Robinson is that guy. And it's not that would necessarily take away from Khalif Raymond. It's just that you want to have somebody of taller stature out there.
Well, because they're looking for guys to play their roles and excel at their roles. Like Khalif Raymond, just like you mentioned, excels at his role. It's not about the third receiver. The other receiver they were looking for, that X-type receiver, is a bigger-bodied receiver with a bigger catch radius to make contested catches, a Josh Reynolds to a Tim Patrick. So that's why. And Khalif Raymond is not only really good at what they ask him to do, he's an ultimate culture guy. The guy, and when we talk to Jared Goff every week, or we talk to any coaches after the games and other players, they all mention how Khalif Raymond is so positive. He buys in. He is everything that what the Lions want in that locker room. He doesn't mess up anything. He does his job. He knows his role. He's positive, like I said. Khalif Raymond, there's a reason why they brought him back again. They love him. The reason why they brought him in the first place. Dan Campbell, told the story of how Brad Holmes showed him the tape and like, we want this guy. We got to get this guy. And that was just on the field stuff. Once they got him in the building, they see how he is mentally. Fantastic for this team in the locker room.
Yeah, look, I don't want to overreact to what happened in the game yesterday with regards to Arden Key, who had himself a nice game, coming off the edge and destroying Jared Goff a couple of times. And he got the better of Taylor Decker on those pass rushes. But is that a name that you would consider? I mean, he's got the size you want, 6'5", 240. He's an edge rusher. But he hasn't been extraordinarily productive in his career. First 3 years in the league, he was with the Raiders and had 3 sacks in 3 years. Then he went to San Francisco, had 6.5 sacks. Then went to Jacksonville, had 4.5. And he spent the last year and a half with Tennessee. And in 24 games, he's got 9 sacks in 24 games with Tennessee. He's also forced 3 fumbles. Is he somebody that the Lions would target in trade talk? Perhaps. I mean, they did just see him up close and personal. They have that. Like the caller said, you wouldn't imagine it's going to cost you too much in terms of draft compensation. I doubt it would. But is that going big enough? is that taking a big enough swing at the plate when it comes to who you're looking for in trade to bolster the pass rush? I'm not sure it does. I mean, based on what you saw yesterday, it'd be like, oh, yeah, give me that guy. But it's more than just how he did against the Lions. It's how does he do as a pass rusher throughout the league? And they would have an idea. So it's interesting. I think we all had the same thought after he crushed Goff the first time yesterday.